Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift your hand wherever you are this morning? Just say something to God in your own words. In your own words. It doesn't have to be a song. It can be anything. Just anyhow you feel like expressing your love for Him this morning. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He wants to hear you. Zebolo Koboya Sakadaya. You are just a good God. That's such an amazing God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Are you excited this morning? Come on, jam your hands together, somebody. You can make a loud noise this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. How many people enjoyed the IWOF conference? I mean, it was amazing. And today is the final teaching for it. Look, if you missed that conference, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, man. Hallelujah. I mean, God just took us from level to level. You know, it has been long I sat under such consistent teaching of the word. Are you here, somebody? And it pained me that some people don't take things like that seriously. You know, we don't take things. Some people don't take those things seriously. But you need to grow your faith. You need your faith. Amen. I said amen. Number one thing you need to note is that the just lives by faith. As Christians, as born-again Christians, we all live by faith. That's how we are meant to live. So this is, you know, I'm just trying to show you reasons why you shouldn't have missed that meeting if you missed it. And even if you attended, please try and listen to the message again. And even if you didn't attend, whatever, listen to the message again. You can't catch the depth of what was taught in one hearing. The Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing and what? Hearing. So you must hear and hear. That's how faith is built up. So number one, the just lives by faith. Every Christian is meant to live by faith. So faith is not just one abstract thing. It's not just one special thing we want to introduce to you or we need to introduce to you. No. Every born-again Christian needs to live by faith. We are created to live by faith. The just shall live by what? Faith. So this kind of meeting is not something you say if I have time. No, you make time because it's a very crucial thing. So number one, we live by faith. And interestingly, say you live, the just shall live by His faith. So that's point number two. So point number one is that as believers, we must live by faith. Point number two is that you will need your own faith. You will need what? Your own faith. They said the just shall live by His faith. Not just general faith. How shall the just live? Look at it here. But the just, the second line. But the just shall live by what? Whose faith? Whose faith? Personalize it. Whose faith? How are you going to live? You see, if that is not mentioned, it looks like, oh, we live by faith generally. No. You will live by what? Your own faith. This is what makes a lot of people struggle. They want to live off somebody else's faith. No, the just shall live by His faith. Most of what we like in Africa is for somebody to pray for us. We like that. You know, we're trying to live off somebody else's faith. And I get that. I get the idea. As Africans, we are prone to laziness. Africans are prone to laziness. So, hey, if somebody else can have faith, why do I need to have my own? Let me just live off. How many of you have friends that are users like that? You know, they just want to use you. They want to, instead of them to get their own. Say, since you get. Do you know friends like that? Do you know people like that? Instead of me to work hard and get my own house, let me squat with you. That'll be okay for a while until your presence in that house becomes inconveniencing. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Why should I get my own car? We live around the same area and we walk around and say, let me ride with you. That becomes okay until the day I'm not going to work. Or the day I change where I work. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Trust me, it's easier for me to ride with you. That way, when the car has fault, I just go to my house. And you go to the mechanic and fix. I'll call you and say, on Sunday night, yeah, you don't fix the car. Because I'm riding with you on Monday. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. All that will be okay until I stop going your route. Until I move out from that area. Until I say I'm not even using my car again. The thing about riding with somebody else's faith is that one day, it will not be accessible to you. Somebody get what I'm saying? It will not be what? Accessible to you. Then you will hang. The just lives by his faith. So you will need your own faith. You can't always live off secondhand faith. You can't always live off a powerful person praying for you. That's not how Christianity is designed. And I've said this a million times. Some people, you know, I pray that your ears will be open. You will understand it in the name of Jesus. Africans struggle with these things. Why should I build my own faith? As long as I have a powerful person that can build his faith, I join my faith to his faith. There's no such thing. The just shall live by his own faith. Nobody's going to carry you forever. Are you here, somebody? When you give birth to your child, at some stage you carry the child. Am I correct? But there will come a stage. It'll be awkward. Who has a grown child here? Sasha, is your dad around? Please stand up, sir. Sasha's dad. Is it okay? Is it him I'm talking to? Yes. Sasha, stand up. This is Sasha's dad. By the way, Sasha is single. She didn't tell me to say it, but I'm a pastor. I can say anything I like. So, dad, I'm sure when you gave birth to her, you were carrying her. Am I correct? Well, you were carrying her as a baby, yeah? You carried her? Yeah, no, I understand. After... okay. After they gave birth to her, and she was a baby, 1 year old, 1 month old, you were carrying her. When last did you carry her like that? You see, this is what African Christians want. Because somebody carried them when they were new Christians. I got born again, they prayed for me. They think this is the order. So what African Christians are doing now is like, this grown lady now, this is her dad. Her dad is strong. He said, daddy, carry me to downstairs. He's not going to do that. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Thank you, sir. You can sit down. Sasha, you can remain standing while she's marketing you. I'm joking. You can sit down. So that's what happens in Africa. Because somebody gets born again newly. Look, signs and wonders. What's the purpose of sign? If you have a sign outside the door, what's the purpose of it? Direction to the main thing. Signs and wonders is just to tell young Christians, new Christians, unbelievers principally that, hey, there's healing in this household. There are miracles in this house. It's not that that's how we live, oh. They didn't say the just shall live by miracles. Is that what they said? How did they say the just lives? By faith, you see. By whose faith? His faith, you see. But so when you're a new Christian, a new born again Christian, sometimes, because you don't even know your way around, you are just new in the faith, sometimes God will allow somebody's prayer just help you. Someone just pray a miracle prayer to help you. But don't make the mistake to think that is the order of Christianity. That every time I have a problem, I call my pastor. That's not how God designed this thing. That's not how this relationship works. And a lot of people are stranded. Because they started that way. Somebody saw vision for me. Somebody saw a word for me. And they think this is how Christianity works. Today, my main thing I want to teach today is the real reason why faith works and doesn't work for many people is the fact that you need a relationship with God for faith to work. But many people don't want a relationship with God. They just want God's power without knowing God's person. And this is why your faith has not been producing if it hasn't been producing. Just because at some point in your life, somebody prayed for you or gave you a word, that's not Christianity at all. That's just a sign and a wonder. It's a sign. Just say, hey, we are here. It doesn't mean that's how it operates. When you come here, you must gain access to the person of God personally. Because there are so many things you will need in your life that somebody can't pray it into your life.
don't know if you're getting what I'm saying.
See, if it was possible, and I need you to get this, guys. You don't like easy life like me. I like enjoyment. I kid you not. I'm last born. I don't know if that helps somebody understand. I'm last born. You don't stress me. My mother didn't stress me. You can't stress me. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You don't stress me. If there's a shorter cut to getting this thing I'm telling you, I'll be first to tell you. This thing I'm telling you that build your faith is the shortest cut. Every other cut is a long journey. You must build a relationship with God. There's no easy way out of it. Somebody can't pray for you into your destiny. Doesn't work like that. And the bulk of Africans, that's the system we want to build, where somebody prays for us. Listen, if praying for you will solve all your problems of your life, why on earth am I spending hours teaching the word? This is my third preaching today. Third one. Why on earth am I teaching? If praying for you will solve, we'll just gather. Service will be 10 minutes, 15 minutes max. Just come and pray for you. Hey, everybody. I pray for you. Go. Have a great marriage. Have a great job. Have a great life. Bye. If that was it, then why am I teaching the word? Why are we doing discipleship? We are doing discipleship and teaching the word because to really change, you need the seed of the word of God to plant it in your heart. No prayer can take you from here to where you're going. Is there anybody that is buff here? You are buff. You have muscle. Anybody like that? You know you are a man. You have. I need you for something. Please, just volunteer yourself. Now, you don't say you're buff, just form humble. Some people self are proud. Is he buff enough? Remains that there's one guy that wore white. I saw you walking in. You have muscle a bit. Volunteer yourself now. Don't be ashamed. So remain standing. All the fitness people are not in church. The Kemen is not in church. Jay, where's Jay? Not in church. All my fitness people are not in church. They went to do exercise. Is he buff enough? Can we use him? Oh yeah, come. Let's use you. Ah, he's buff now. Huh? Yeah, come up, come on the stage. Come. Don't walk like if we're fighting. Just walk normally. Where they come like say, what do you have? Any problem? Are you married? He thought about it all. Okay, so flash his number, his phone number. Anybody interested, reach him. Okay, I'm joking. Stand. So, give me Luke chapter 17, I think. 17, yeah? Luke 17:5. Said, and the apostles said unto the Lord, do what? I can't hear you. Do what? So this was a prayer point. They were asking the Lord. So they were literally, we can call it a prayer point. They came to Jesus and said, increase our faith. And if this was in Africa, if Africans catch this prayer point, say after me, Father, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Go, pray. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Africans embarrass people spiritually, I'm telling you. I'm very embarrassed by the kind of prayer and lifestyle we want to live spiritually as Africans. Look at what they came with this mentality that Jesus increased our faith. Now, this means they realized at some point that we need faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said the apostles. This means they probably had discussed, seen some things. They came together. So they had realized, they got to a stage of their life where they realized that, look, guys, we need more faith. We need faith to be doing stuff. So they came and said, increase our faith. Ordinarily, it should be a good prayer point. Because it came out of a good desire. But see the answer Jesus gave them. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. How does this relate to what we just prayed? We say increase our faith. You are saying... He gave them the right answer. The way to increase your faith is to use your faith. What's your name? What? Yuri. What's the full meaning? Yuri Ogene. Okay, let's say Yuri. You know, say you yellow small. People say be Greek from Greece. Yuri. Now you're Yuri Ganel. So you don't get passport. You don't get European passport. Yuri. When you talk to Yuri, like say European citizen. It's Yuri Ganel. It's not Yuri from Athens. It's not Yuri from Athens. It's Yuri Ganel from Bori. Because somebody don't have to say, Yuri, say, our European destiny is secure. No, just go and buy citizenship like other people. Forget them. Steve is selling citizenship. Go and buy from Steve. All right, so, Yuri, were you born like this? You were not born with all these things? Wow, he said he worked it for years. But this, you see, this is not how Africans think. If Africans see this guy, they say, Father, make me like Yuri. I join my faith to Yuri's gym. As he's walking, I tap into it. As he's walking out, I'll be adding weight. This African mentality. This is why we are seeing charity cases in the globe since they gave birth to me. They're still sending us aid because our thinking is faulty. I want somebody very slim. Who is very slim? Somebody very slim. I want a guy. No, you are wearing suit. I want somebody slim that we can see that he's slim. You are wearing suit. We won't see you. No, I want a guy. A guy that is very slim. Why are you shy? Who is Larry? Is he slim? Okay, he has removed his jacket. Oh, yeah, come. He's slim enough. But you know, we're not seeing. If you are wearing short sleeve, I want somebody who can really see how slim they are. Eh? Slim, or you are slim, thin. We're not country. This church, you are not cooperative. Where is Armstrong? Armstrong, are you in service? Where is Armstrong? Come now, Armstrong. He's been here since then. But he's wearing jacket too now. He's wearing sweater. Let me use him. He's wearing sweater too. So look. Okay, but we understand this guy is slim, Abby. You know, slim finish like that, but it's okay. I think it's Sabu can understand, Davi. Remove your hand now, don't worry. So, this guy is slim. If this guy wants to be like this, how much prayer do we need to get him to be like this? So, what happened to the apostles was like, they were slim like this. Jesus' faith probably was like this. So when they saw Jesus doing things, making things happen, they say, Lord, increase our muscle. And they thought he would lay hands on them. And say after me, Father, increase my muscle. Increase my muscle. Increase my muscle. That's what they thought. And you know what he told them? He said, go and use the small muscle. The way to get big muscle is to use your small muscle. As this guy is, if he wants to be like this, we're not going to give him any other muscle. It's this muscle. He will go and exercise. Because what causes somebody to be like this is that he does the coiling, does the bench press. He was probably like this at some point in his life. He said he was even fat. So he wasn't born this way. He was something like this. But what happened is that this is small muscle. When you coil with it, that muscle will say, what? Which kind of weight is this one? And because of that weight, they will expand. That's what turns to this thing. It's the muscle reacting to the weight it carried for years. Every time he carries a weight bigger than him, the muscle will quickly gather themselves and expand to carry it next time. That's what turns to muscle. So when they prayed, Lord, increase our muscle, he didn't prophesy muscle over them. He said, look, this is your thin muscle. Go and carry weight with it. As you carry weight with it, it will grow. How are you going to grow your faith? It's by using your faith. Unfortunately for many believers, we want to use another person's faith. Like I told you, a time will come, you will grow like Sasha. You will grow to the point where it's not reasonable, it's not permissible, it's not workable. Even if Sasha's dad wanted to, he's at an age where it's not even safe for him to carry her weight. And it's even embarrassing for her. Imagine if as we came to church now, we saw him carrying her.
Now we go come out for church for them.
That's how it is spiritually. Spiritual things are not magical. Just because it is spiritual doesn't make it magical. The African mentality, again, we associate everything spiritual with magical. We don't understand that even though it's spiritual, it is principle-based. It is principle-based. Spiritual doesn't mean magical. This is the problem Home Video and Co. is causing. Spiritual doesn't mean what? Magical. It can be spiritual, but it still follows principle. God is principally a God of principles, not a God of miracles. You know, all our songs says he's a God of miracles. Yes, he does miracles, but that's not how he runs the earth. He runs the earth largely by principles. Are you here, somebody? Everything. That's what he set up when he came. The first thing he did was to set up principles, not miracles. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So, after he created Adam and Eve, those were the only creative miracles he did for human beings. From that time, he said, if you want more human beings, be having sex. Are you here, somebody? So how do we get more people on the earth? Is it by prayer? When you get married, husband and wife, just hold hands. Father, Father, give us a son, give us a son, give us a son, give us a son. But we do this thing with money. We do the same thing with money. You see how stupid it looks to do it with having children. But we do it with money. Hold on, oh, money, money, money. It's not going to come like that. And the principles are so solid that even if you are not born again yet, you can start putting it into practice. That's why unbelievers still have children. By having sex. That's the authorized way to have children. It's by sex. Not by fast. If you like fast. If you like be angry. As you are doing it, be angry. I'm so upset. You go born. If you like, determine your mind. I know I'm born. And you do it. You go see born. They call it unwanted pregnancy. They didn't want it, but it don't matter. As long as you do what brings pregnancy, whether you wanted it or you unwanted it, you go born. You go born it. That's how powerful principles are. It doesn't follow your mood. If this guy wants this muscle, he doesn't have to fast and pray. He just has to go to the gym like this guy. And guess what? Again, these were principles. You must have principles. If he does it for 1 week, he's not going to be like this guy. That's what I'm saying, they're spiritual things. Just because they're spiritual doesn't mean they don't follow guidelines. If he does it for 1 week, he's not going to be like this guy. He's going to start becoming like this guy. But he's not going to be like this guy. Why? This guy has done his own for what? Yes. Thank you, Yuri. Carry him. Carry him down. Yuri from Athens. Clap for Yuri. So they came to Jesus and said, increase our faith. And he said, it's very simple. If you want to increase your faith, start using your faith. I've been a born-again Christian for many years, and I kid you not, one of the areas we run into issues is when somebody comes and says, my mother has cancer, my father has this, that, whatever, and we prayed and prayed, and they still died. Why did they die? Why didn't God answer? Why didn't it happen? I say, it's very simple. When your mom had headache, what did she do? She said she used Panadol. So why do you think she's going to be able to get healed from cancer? Faith is not grown. Faith is not built. There's nothing anybody can do about that. Just because it's spiritual doesn't mean it follows guidelines still. It follows principles still. Are you here, somebody? It follows guidelines. It follows principles. If you want to have faith that can do big things, start using your faith now for smaller things. Are you here, somebody? So, apart from these 3 points, like I said, what I want to major on today is the fact that you can't even build faith without a relationship with God. If you look at all the people that used powerful faith in Scripture, you will see where God spoke to them. Noah built an ark when nothing like rain had never fallen before. And it took decades to build the ark. But guess what? Who told him to build the ark? God. He didn't just wake up. It wasn't just that he felt like there's something he should build. No. So there's a relationship. See Abraham. We call him the father of faith, and he did a lot of great things. But you know that many times God had to call Abraham and bring him out and say, count the stars. He said, I can't count them. They're too many. God said, that's how your kids will be. So God was talking to him. You can't have faith without having a relationship with God. What Nigerians want to do, they want to use God without having a relationship with Him. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So He is the one that starts the process. He's the one that walks with you through the process. He's the one that helps you complete the process. If you are on any faith project, you need to be listening for the Spirit of God, because along the lines, He will be talking to you. The reason why some of your faith projects don't come to pass is that you started, but you stopped listening. You thought it's not mechanical. It's a human being you are dealing with. Or not a human being, but it's a being you are dealing with. So it's not mechanical. It's not just become bulldozed. That's why I don't like the prayers Africans are praying. Just shouting, do it, do it. It's not your house boy. The thing you are telling him is not as important as what he tells you. For that project to be complete, it's what he says that is more important than what you say. Saying it once from your own end is okay. From that point, what you should be doing is listening and giving thanks and listening. You are praying for a husband. Like I said, all of us, we need our faith at one time or the other. For some people, it might be getting a job. For some people, it might be getting admission to school. For some people, it might be getting healing. For some people, it might be getting husband or wife. For some, it might be getting a child. For some, it might be getting that child to have sense. But somewhere soon, life will demand of you to use your faith. If you have not been building it at all, it will be a shocker to you, and you'll be able to use it then. Because many people want to use their faith as a spare tire. No, faith is not a spare tire. It's how we roll from beginning. The just shall live by what? Faith. It's not a spare tire you bring out when, go, no go again, no. All my connections don't fail. Make I bring out faith. No. You start with faith. Are you here, somebody? It's part of why, you know, teachings like tithing and co are important, because you are building reliance on God. No matter how great a job you haven't you had uncles or aunties that were very rich at one point but now are very poor? You can't build on the system of this world. You're not hearing that this is going up, fuel is going up, dollar is going up. I'm not moved at all. Why? Because I've been here before. I've been here before. I've lived that many times in this country when dollar went up, fuel went up, diesel went up. I never put my eyes on those things. I put my eyes on God. When you build on God, no matter what's going on, God has a way of preserving you. But when you build on those things, that's what I mean by you are cursed with a curse when you don't tithe. It's not that God is cursing you. It's because when you don't plug into God, guess what other alternative you have? You are plugged into this world system. This world system is sinking. It's sinking. The economies of the world are all shaking. All of them. Except you don't watch news. Or you don't understand the news when they say it. But all of them are shaking. And things will keep happening that we can't control. Nobody planned for Russia and Ukraine war. It has affected the price of everything everywhere in the world. This world system is not going to survive. Is it weather we're talking about? People are dying in London from heat. While in other places, people are dying from flood. But that dying, it will come. But God said, 1,000 shall fall at your side, you see. He said, 10,000 at your right hand side. He said, it will not come near you. That's what you hold on to. You don't start counting, why are they dying on the right? Why are they dying? That's not your business. Your business, like He said, it will come near you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You will need your faith in this earth, in this world. Sooner or later, it will knock. But unfortunately, if you have not been Jimmy, you'll be overrun and overwhelmed. You're having a great life. I'm rich. I have good money. They pay me good salary. They pay me. When plane is shaking and wants to crash, how much will you offer the thunderstorm? You will need your faith. You have great money. You go to the best hospital, and the most senior specialist in the whole world looks at you eyeball to eyeball, tell you, sit down. I want to tell you something. Don't sit down. We've done the examinations, and the test is out. And I'm afraid. Once white man says afraid, you better be afraid. I'm afraid you're not going to make it. You have so-and-so, they call one big name. And you're going to die in a few months. How much are you going to offer death? You see, at that time, you need your faith. But many people have not built their faith. They've been living on Fenzik, on Panadol. Not that drugs is bad. It's just that the day you have an encounter with something drugs can't solve, or they've even given you the drug that's supposed to solve it, and it's not solving it. What are you going to do that day? That's the issue. You want to start looking for a spare tire that day. It's not going to work. This is why many people's faith never work. They've been carried all their lives. Today they need to run now. Do you know what strength is your leg to walk? It's practice. That's why you notice when your child first starts walking, he falls a lot. until he reaches a stage where he doesn't fall. Imagine if now Sasha is this age and she's falling north, and she's walking from here to here and she falls 10 times. Imagine that. That's what happens. If she has never walked all her life, she will fall because her legs are not strong enough. So no matter how much you tell her to run and shout that, oh God, make me run, God said, nothing I can do. The only way to grow faith is to use faith. That's the only way. There's no other way to grow faith. Are you here, somebody? So, a relationship with God is crucial. In your journey of faith, we can't talk about faith without you knowing God. We can't forget it. Without you ever being led by God. You see, there's nothing God does that separates a relationship with him from the thing. If God is not promising you things and you never know him, he's just a magician. He's just an ATM card. And that's what Africans like. We don't want to talk to God. We don't want to, you see. And as you begin to talk to God, he begins to tell you things that you need to change about your life. People don't want that. They just want, Lord, let me live anyhow I want to live. But when I call you, whenever I call you, what do they say? You always answer. That's what we want. When I'm in, say, quiet, help me now. What's the song? Is it, that's a blessing song, have you? When I call you, you always answer. Hey. When I need you, you're always there. Those are the songs we like. But you see, as you begin to walk with God, he too will call you. He too will call you. We will be friends. Nobody will call me. Me too, I go call you. So when he calls you, hope you will answer. When he needs you, hope you will be there. Bomboyo. Hope you too will be there. Because we don't want that deal. We want that when we call him, he just answers, our boy. God is not your boy. See Abraham. See, Abraham was saying, hey, oh God, didn't God call him? Say, bring the Isaac. The Isaac will I give you. Bring him. We don't want to read that part. One, the God of miracle. He will call you. Say, bring Isaac. Lay him flat here. Bring a knife. Sacrifice him. Are you here, somebody? There must be a relationship. Must be a relationship. So many people start on their faith journey. Maybe you are sick. They diagnose you with a disease. Or you need a job badly. And somehow you're not able to get a good job. Or you are single, you know, nice and nobody, you know, you can't find a husband, you can't find a wife. You know, that is so frustrating. It seems there are so many people, but there's nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are so many people. You have 1,000 followers, 1,000 friends on Facebook. None of them be your real friend. You know, it's not just, so many people around you, but nobody. You see, your faith again has come. So you need to hear God. You can't separate a relationship with God from actually your faith working. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I've checked different times I've had to use my faith. Those little voices and those little nudgings has been what kept me. See, God never intended that you live the Christian life in your own power. That was never the design. The design is that you're supposed to do it with him. He's going to be there with you to strengthen you, to walk with you. That's how you get results. Not, he's not a charm. You know, if he's a charm, you don't have to talk to him. Just use it to hit somebody. Or you do incantation, they don't have to listen to anything. But they say those idols, they don't have ears, they don't have mouth. But you, God, you are dealing with has ears, has mouth, has eyes. Are you here, somebody? So I've checked a few times I've had to use my faith. Hearing God, I've shared the story many times how I was coming back from Bible school one time. I didn't have transfer money. So, because some people think we just arrived here. No, we've seen poverty, we've seen everything. Anything you want to say while you're going through, we have gone through it. You too be coming, going through. We are just coming from going through. We are just coming from going through a lot. You should be coming through. And you will pull through if you follow God. We didn't have transfer. I didn't have transfer money. So, the first amount of money I had from the school was about 10 naira or something. I can't remember. But it could only take me to one bus stop. So, I entered that one, got to the bus stop, next bus stop. I think I had an extra 5 naira or something. But it couldn't get me to where I was going. So while I was there, now I knew I was going to go home. My faith was that God would get me home. And I was already on my way home. I knew God would get me home. But he said, I need to be listening to what the Spirit of God would say. Anytime you've entered a faith project and it doesn't come to pass, usually it's because you were not listening. You need to catch. God will direct you when to call, when to go out. You must be at one place at the right time. So he told me, see that conductor, go and talk to him. So I went to the conductor, you know, on the bus park. I said, I'm going to Yanoba, but this is 5 naira or so I have. Now, when God told me to go and nudge me in my heart, you know, when I say God told me, not that God said, Kingsley, Kizo. No, it's just a nudging in your heart. You see, you are not waiting for a day of trouble to know how God speaks to you. Again, this is the reason why I'm saying most of African prayer is not helping anybody. Not day of trouble, you start saying, oh God, speak to me. Have you ever heard God before? God is not a spare tire, it's not an emergency something. It's a relationship. Are you here, somebody? It's a relationship. So, I already knew how God normally speaks to me. So he just nudged my heart, so he talked to that particular conductor. So I went to meet the guy. I said, hey, this is the problem. This is how much I have, and I need to go to the next bus stop. I thought the guy would say, okay, enter my bus. You know, I would collect this amount from you. The guy said, I'm just a conductor. My guy will never agree for that amount. But he said, you know what? If you go and stand at so-and-so place, he pointed the place. If you stand there, buses passing that are not entering the park will collect that amount from you. So that's what God wanted me to do. God didn't need him to give me a ride. Do you understand? Sometimes, you know, listen to God. Sometimes the man God is showing you is not the man you will marry. It's the man's brother. It's the man's cousin. It's the man's friend. But you've already gone there. You've started claiming him. You've started sleeping with him. So he's not going to show you to his friend. He's going to introduce you to his friend as his side babe. And that was the guy that would have liked you, but you've already gone to start. So you see why you must listen and why you must repent. People don't want to repent. Repent doesn't mean feel sorry. Repent means change your way of thinking. People don't want to change your way of thinking. Just want our magical God, do it. God said you to do it. Change your way of thinking. So I thought the guy was going to help me directly. No, but that information was what he needed to give me. He said, just go and stand there. And truly, I went there, I stood there, and the bus came, and I entered, and I paid that amount. Now, I got to the next bus stop, Yanoba bus stop, and now my money was finished. And I was going to Festac. Again, I had to stay there. I knew I was going to get home. I have to listen to my spirit. And truly, after some minutes, again, you must be patient. You must be confident. Just because you're taking some time doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But you need to be hearing God per second. When you're on a big faith project, you need to be hearing God per second as he's moving. You can't do faith exclusive of God. It's not an item. God is not a charm. It's not an item. The whole idea of faith is that the more you use your faith, the closer you become with God. Because you actually realize that you couldn't have made it without him. That's why he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Did you bring that scripture? He's the author and the finisher. So he's with you throughout the process. So I stood there and I was praying. I was with another person too that his own money too had finished. In fact, he didn't even have at all. And he was saying, oh, we are stranded. Oh, we are this. He was complaining. I said, keep quiet first. Let him relax. I need to hear what God is saying. You know, look at it here. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what? The finisher of our faith. So while I was there, I've shared this story many times. I saw a coaster bus in the middle of the road. Coaster bus in the middle of the road. And God said, that is your bus. A bus that is broken down in the middle of the road is your bus. That's why we walk by faith. And not by sight. Because by sight, the bus was broken down. It can't be the bus that was going to get me home. By faith, whatever God says is the truth. If the Bible says God cannot lie. If God says, good, this is a good Monday morning, today, suddenly, will become what? Monday. Because he cannot lie. If God said, Merry Christmas, today will suddenly become December 25th. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why we walk by faith, because some things he will tell you at the time doesn't make sense. He said, that's your boss. So truly, truly, I know, that's what I'm saying, these things work. Truly, truly, I went to the bus, entered the bus, I met the driver eating, coaster bus, that is a transport bus, I met the driver eating. I said, why are you here? He said, the bus broke down. In the middle, he was not by the side of the road, take note, was in the middle of the road, and Iba, you know how busy Iba Road is. I said, why are you here? He said, he was eating. He said, the car broke down. I said, so, why did you push it out of the way, off the road? I didn't even know why I was saying that. Because I didn't have anything to tell him. I couldn't tell him God said I should come and enter this bus. He said it's true. So he packed up. He didn't finish eating. He packed up the food and called all those boys around to help him push the bus. But instead of telling them to push it out of the way, he told them to push it, let's see whether it will start. I'd already asked him about his mechanic. Say mechanic went to look for, his conductor went to look for mechanic. So the guy had left. So it was only him in the car. So he told us, guys, just push it. Let's see whether I just start. I was inside when they're pushing it. God will never stress you because he wants to bless you. Don't stress. If you are being stressed to get something, it's not God inside. They are punishing you. Knee down, hands up. You are doing all kinds of things you wouldn't normally do because you just want somebody to pity you. Then that's not God. I was in the bus, coaster bus, and they were pushing it. So like I said, instead of pushing it to the side of the road like I thought he would do, he told me to push less where they start. And truly, they pushed it and it started. The bus started. That mother friend complained. I told him, I'm going, no. So he ran and jumped in the bus. So only two of us got chattered. For people that didn't have money. If I had money, I would have gone to squeeze. Some of you enter bus now. You know how it is. You squeeze people. Some people, they don't bath for 3 days. I've been in bus. I've suffered in this Lagos. That's why I see you, you're going through. Be going through. All of us have come through a lot. Come. If I had money, I would have squeezed in the bus. I didn't have money and got chattered. Coaster bus. How many seats are coaster bus? 32. 32 seater bus for me, only me and my friend. Only two of us. The bus started. Now, it didn't stop there. The bus started. I asked the guy, where is he going to? Remember, this is Yanoba. I don't know if you know here, but where Lasso is. I lived in First Stack, 7th Avenue. In 7th Avenue, First Stack, there's no bus route there. Buses don't go there. Buses stop you at the major bus stop. You walk there. I asked the guy where he's going. He says he's going to First Stack from Iba. Normally, if I had money, I would drop at Third Gate and enter on that bus. So the guy took me from Lasso to First Stack. Not just to First Stack, to 7th Avenue. That's where he was going to park. Chattered. God chattered coaster for me. Somebody getting what I'm saying? It's not a coincidence at all. You see, but many people, they will pray. Oh God, take me home. And they're not listening. They think it's not working. So increase your shouting. Take me home. 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 Do it. Do it. Do it. Shut up and listen. It's not an idol. It's not a robot. It's a relationship. If I wanted Amaka to give me something, I'd say, hey, Amaka, I want to eat. And I'll listen to what she'll say. If she says, oh, well, it's food already. Or please come to the table. Or whatever. I want to listen. But Nigeria will just say, give me food. Give me food. He said, come to the table. Give me food. Come to the table. Give me food. Give. It's on the table. We don't eat in the parlor. He said, doesn't matter. Give me food. Give me food. We have more faith in our shouting. I've told you, when you pray, what you tell God is not as important. I remember the first car I ever bought. So I was going to go to Bible school, leadership school. I lived in First Stack that time. The school was in Ikeja. And I was a pastor and everything then. And I said, hey, before that time, I'd never really, I wanted a car, but I'd never insisted. You see, that's how faith is different from hope. Hope is something you generally, you like. But you've not reached a stage where you say, I want it. And I want it now. I said, I'm ready now. Most of you have not reached that stage. You know, you generally want it. You have not reached a stage where you have actually laid hold on it. So yes, I wanted a car as a human being, but nothing has ever made me tie it down that I'm ready now. So, but now I was going to go for the leadership course. It was 2 weeks course. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be jumping bus from First Stack to Ikeja and back for 2 weeks. Like I told you, I don't like stress. You don't stress me. I'm last born. I'm telling you. So if there's a shortcut, I'll be the first to tell you the shortcut to this thing. There's no shortcut. You must build your relationship with God. Are you here, somebody? So I told God, Lord, I don't want to be jumping bus for 2 weeks from First Stack to Ikeja. It's too far. I said, I want to get a car before the course starts. The course was going to start in 3 weeks or so from that time. So I told everybody, hey, I'm looking for a car. I need a car. I want to buy a car. And one guy in church said, oh, my uncle has a car he wants to sell. Oh. It's like a space bus. It's something that would be nice for you. Many of you can even enter it. So I went to see the bus. I liked it. The small car is a car. It's like a wagon. So I liked it. He brought the uncle. In fact, when I got there, he said, the uncle is around, so we should negotiate. We negotiated the price. If you see me talking, you think I have money. He said, 600K. I said, no, that's too much. Let's pay you 300. He said, no. We're negotiating as if I had money. No money. But by faith, we should have came to somewhere around 450K that time. I didn't have anyone, but I negotiated. I told him that the reason why I want this bus is because we're starting the leadership course in so-and-so time, so I need it to be... He said, guys, it's ready today. We're ready to pay. I said, I just want you to know. And like joke, 2 weeks has passed. We're now in the last week of the program starting. No money had come. We're now days to the thing, no money had come. And one day I was in my house, the Holy Ghost told me, how much do you have available? I think the car was 450K. We had like 40K, 10% of the money. And God said, what can that 40K do? I said, it can do the number plates. God said, go and do the number plates of the car. Now, listen, you can't go and practice this thing and go and make plates, number plates of somebody's car. Because what people do that they want to copy, you can't copy. You see, every time you are in faith, there's a spirit of faith that interacts with you on that particular issue. Somebody else can't copy it. It is customized to you. Somebody can copy it. Somebody getting what I'm saying? This one, people are trying to get secondhand faith. You want to do it? Somebody, because he slapped himself 3 times before he walked. Me too, I slapped myself. No. That might be what the Spirit of God told him to do. You must listen to what, your own must be unique to you. You must work out your own salvation. They will tell you what to do. Because one girl said, she just went to bus stop, she stood, and her future husband, she knew it was her husband then, he just came and gave her a lift and they married. So you, every day now, you're going to stand in bus stop without cloth. That they will carry you to your husband's house. Carry me, they go. Carry me, they go. Now ritualists go carry you. Now kidnapper go carry you. It's not magic. You can't copy the action. The Spirit of God will speak to you what you should do. Are you here, somebody? So I went to do the number plate. I went there, copied the chassis number and engine number, all those things, did number plate for the car. He did, kept the number plate. Remember, this was the last week of the program. So the weekend, Sunday, when the program was starting Monday, that Sunday, money has still not come, guys. That Sunday evening after church, I wanted to take a walk. And honestly, in all honesty, I didn't have plans to go to where the car was or anything. I didn't have that plan. I was just taking a walk Sunday evening. And somehow, I found myself where the car dealer and the owner of the car were in front of the house, where the car was parked. So I was just taking a walk. I met them. I said, you guys are here? I said, yes. I didn't know they were there. So, what's up? Yeah. He said, what of this thing now? You said you were going to buy this car. I said, yes. So I said, the course I'm doing, it's starting tomorrow. I really need this car. Because that course, that I've told you about this, tomorrow is starting. The guy said, this one that you've not paid. And even if I wanted to give you this car now, it doesn't have number. I say it has. Somebody know what I'm saying? The guy was sincere. He said, I would even help you, sir. It's just that the car doesn't have number. I said, who tell you say no get number? I say it has number. He said, I say it has number. And the guy gave us the car. And we started using it. I get what I'm saying? And we started to pay him later that month. But the point is that I wanted to go to the school with the car. I didn't want to enter bus. And that's exactly what happened. Like I said, you can't go and take somebody's car and go and do number. That's not what I'm saying you should do. Africans, we like magic. The secret is do number plate. That's not the secret. The secret is listen to God. He will tell you. See, and people tell me things like, Pastor, I believed and it didn't work. That means you missed it somewhere. Whenever you follow the process right, it always works. Always. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So if you are trusting God for anything, don't separate the person of God from the power of God. You need to interact with the person of God. Say, hey, Lord, how are you doing? Thank you for that thing you've done. It's done. He will speak to you. Even if it's your health, he will tell you, right? Go and search scriptures on so on. God will speak to you. He will tell you the actions you need to take. If your faith is not producing, I put it to you that you are not interacting. You can't be talking to God and he won't show you. Sometimes, it's not like saying you want to build your muscle and you join a gym and you're not listening to a gym instructor. You know what? If you want to build arms, it's not all exercises in the gym that you need. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It's not all. You want to lose your weight. It's not all the exercises you see. A good gym instructor will not tell you, okay, these are the things we will do, and we'll do it for this amount of time. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So that's how faith works. So you are here now, you're looking for a house. You can't just say, oh God, give me a house. Yes, pray, and all those things, then you start listening. Thank God every time it comes to your mind so that you won't get depressed or discouraged. Thank him, then you listen. Lord, what do I do? What do I do? Thank you, Father. He will speak to you. One day, you just say, go out. Take a walk. You even know why you're taking a walk. And you run into somebody. something will happen. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I have too many stories I can give you. How that hearing God was what changed my life or changed, turned the thing around. If I didn't hear God, I wouldn't have been able to get that miracle. Just hearing God. See, there's some people you need to meet now for something that happened in your life 10 years' time. But you need to meet them now. But you're not paying attention. You're not friendly. You're not friendly. God said, be polite to this person. You are a fine guy. Just carry your shoulder like this. Nobody can talk to you. Sometimes that rude, ugly boy that's talking to you is the one that his friend will marry you. But you are rude to him. Say, this one, he doesn't have car. I don't do bridges. We're island guests. We don't go to the mainland. You're lucky now. Waiting remains. Fun to be mainland. Waiting remains. Are you here, somebody? So don't have all those things in your mind. I can't marry somebody that is doing a 9-to-5. I only need billionaires. Most billionaires started with 9-to-5. You see, God is a God of faith. He might not give you the fruit, he might give you the seed. The difference between the seed and the fruit is time. But you have rejected the seed. Because in your mind, it must bring orange juice. Orange is potential orange juice. Just plant it. A time will come, you go drink orange juice every day. Because you have orange tree. But you are looking for five alive. If it's not five alive, I won't marry. Are you here, somebody? So we miss all the things we pray for because we're not listening. We don't have patience. Because there are times you pray, truly your faith will be down. You'll feel so discouraged. You feel you can't get this thing. That's when God strengthens you. Because he's on the journey with you. You're not alone. Your faith work is not you. It's not agidi. It's not you doing it by yourself. No, God is working with you. He's with you. He will strengthen you. Say, no, I know you're discouraged right now. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. He will pump you up. Are you here, somebody? Shared the story many times. How I wanted to surprise my wife and fly her for her birthday, business class, many years ago. You know, we've never flown to America then. I don't think we've ever entered business class then, ever. So we had never entered business class. We've never gone to America. But I wanted to surprise my wife for her birthday, and I surprised myself when I started hearing the prices of tickets. Because I was trying to buy a ticket during summer. The prices were too high. So I came to tell her that, honey, I was planning to surprise you for a bad day, but I surprised myself because the price of ticket to America is outrageous and we can't afford it. That time it was 1.4 million or something per person. That time, that was a lot of money. We're nowhere near this. This was over 10 years or 15 years ago. I could never afford that kind of thing that time. So I thought, I wanted to buy surprise you, but the price of ticket I'm seeing for summer, it was just crazy. I couldn't afford it. I was like, oh, it's so nice. It's the thought that counts and all that thing that women say at the beginning. Praise God. You know what? Immediately I said that and left there, the Holy Ghost rebuked me. He said, why did you do that? You see what I'm saying? So it's not, you're not alone. It's not your faith work is not, it's not a giddy. It's not, and this is what Africans do. You just shout at God, want to bamboozle God. No, it's a relationship. See, your life project is not just your project. God is with you. Your life is like a project in God's hand. So you are not even the architect. When they say he's the author and the finisher, one version says he's the architect. God is the planner of your life. He uses those desires to motivate you to go in his direction. So, but you must still follow him. You can't go off on your own. Or else you go and manually get it. The desire to have a child was God's, for Abraham to have a child was God's own. But Abraham had to follow God's way. Because that child will connect to the rest of us. But Abraham went, him and his wife went to have Ishmael. It was still a son, but it wasn't the kind of son. I get what I'm saying? Many of us, we have Ishmael now. You know, it looks like it, but it's not it. You are married, everybody's time, but only you know, say, now one chance you enter. Are you here, somebody? So, immediately I left there, God rebuked me sharply. He said, why did you do that? I said, I couldn't afford. He said, why did you do that? He said, sometimes we have prayed, the prayer is on the way, we lost patience, and we abandoned the project. I don't know how many things you've prayed for that it didn't come when you wanted it to come, and you thought it was over. It's never over. Try if it's a proper request. God is already, they're already processing it. But you have left. God rebuked me and said, why did you do that? The moment he rebuked me, I went back to start searching for the tickets again. And you know the story, I called someone that I've not spoken to in a long time, that I need tickets to America. The person said, yeah, I have. The person said, how much do you want to pay? I said, let's start from free. And the person said, yeah, you can have the business class tickets for free. Just pay the taxes on it. Because usually there are taxes on those tickets. So you pay the tax on it, you can have the ticket free. Do you understand? The ticket was there all along. God was bringing it. I gave up. I gave up in the middle of it. If I wasn't hearing God, you know what I would go and say? That I prayed. I prayed. And God did not. That's what I would say, because I don't hear God. But if you hear God, you find out that most of the things you pray for, you want a husband, you need to listen to him. What's he saying? Some of you might need to change your thinking or your lifestyle or your position or something to position you where they will see you. But you taught God the answer. Yeah, I said. I got the tickets practically free. So I still surprised her. Are you here, somebody? Still surprised her. I'm saying all this to just show you that, look, whatever you are praying for, I don't know what is it. See, it can be anything. See, a lot of times God uses your desires to spoil you. The question is that, do you really want it? Do you really want that thing, or you are indifferent, you are in the middle? If it's something you really want, be clear. If you need a car, you need a car. It's inconveniencing right now for you to get to work. See, I got my first car because I didn't want to go to leadership school for 2 weeks by transport. It spoiled me. That need and desire spoiled me to actually... I wanted a car before that time, but I needed... Now, I really was serious. And it happened. I don't know what it is you are trusting God for. Look, lock down on that thing and be sure. Then continue talking to God. That's one of the major benefits of faith. You really can't be living a life of faith and not be close to God. And that's what people want. People want to get things from God without being close to him. No. If you really have big faith projects, nobody needs to tell you to be praying every day. You will pray. Because you don't know how you're going to make it through each day. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you have certain targets every week, nobody will tell you to pray. Especially when you've done all humanly possible. You're not seeing a way forward. You will know that there's power in prayer. Are you here, someone? Nobody will teach you to come to church. You know you need to hear the word. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we can't do faith separate from a relationship with God. They are both important. They must go together. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Glory to God. We're going to pray. Let's rise to our feet. Do you know what Matthew 6:33 says? Matthew 6:33 says, you will seek first God's kingdom and his what? And what will happen? How many of you already have all things added to you? We all don't have it yet. We're still working on it. The amount of all things you get is tied to how much you press into his kingdom. So that's what I'm saying. They go together. Many people just want the all things added, and they think they shall get it by shouting at God. The way to get it is by actually pursuing a relationship with him. You need to know what is promised you. You need to know what his will is. You need to know what his way is. You need to know what his method is. You are learning about him. You are knowing him. You are being in a relationship with him. He said things will be added. They will be added. They will be added. And I don't care what it is you lack right now. If you start to build a relationship with God, in the place of prayer, he will show you. Oh, my life has changed because those little nudgings have changed my life. Little nudgings, though. Are you here, somebody? Little nudgings. That your breakthrough, it's not far like that. Are you here? I said that breakthrough is not far like that. There is a man, if you are trusting God for your husband, there is a man, exactly all the things you want, that is praying for your wife like you. Why haven't you guys met? You are not listening. Sometimes God will say, just go and buy bread this morning. You say, I don't want to eat bread. God say, go and buy bread, this girl. You know they hear what? Go. He says, mama, I want to eat. God say, go. I didn't say she eat bread. I say, buy bread. But you see, you don't hear God. You just went to mama's place. Now you're visiting mama, but you're still single. Because that place you'll be buying bread. Somebody else will be buying bread. And they'll be asking you that, should you buy slice or should you buy loaf? And out of bread, you will get the bread of life. But you want to eat more and more. Are you here, somebody? I'm telling you, I don't know what it is you're looking for, but I tell you, it's available. God is not moved by your need. He's not bigger than him. You just need to be able to listen to him. Imagine if that guy that wanted to sell that car told me that there's no number plate. And truly, I didn't have number plates. I would have entered bus or trekked. I have many stories. No time. I'm just praying that you will understand how. You should be at the right place. Sometimes maybe a place you don't normally go. God says, just go. Attend that party. Attend that wedding. Go to church. Serve in church. Be polite. Be polite. That's what girls need this one nationwide. Because women size you up for the side, the part of them they will give you. Women have multiple personality. They have a very friendly, loving one that laughs at even jokes that are not funny. They only give that to eligible to men they like that have car. You must have car. Now here, girls, citizens, I can't marry somebody that has car. I can't marry somebody that doesn't live on the island. And it's more people that talk like that more. If you are born in wealth, those things don't move you. It's poor people that manage to make it the first one to make in their village. So everything is for them, it's a statement. I can't imagine somebody living in the mainland. In your mind, island is heaven. Are you here, somebody? I'm just using that example. There are many small things we use to stop ourselves. If it's too short, I can't marry him. Okay. The tall ones you have been waiting for, where are they? If it's too short, what's the official measurement of? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Just be in the spirit, be polite, be kind. God will plant you in a place. You know that's the thing about it. You can never determine how it's going to happen. That's what makes God God. You can never put him in a box. You can never say, I will go out today, this day I will meet. That's why the days you overdress, you don't meet anybody. Have you noticed? You don't kick up. You don't say, today, and I'll kill them today. Only mosquito you kill because nobody can. You didn't meet any reasonable person that day. Then the day you say, make I don't run down the road, you don't brush your hair, you don't brush your teeth, you don't bath, you don't wear clothes, you don't do anything, you sleep as well, you're in a two different color. Say, make I just go down the road. You meet all your 13 crush from primary school that day. Because you can't put God in a box. And you know what? Even if you look that harassed, that can still be the day. Somebody will see you and still like you. You see, but most of us were too dependent on Mary Kay and all the makeup. We think that's what will make the guy see you. The day I met my wife, She just finished loosening her hair. You know how a woman looks when they finish losing their hair? They look like refugee. She just finished losing her hair. She was wearing jalabia, so nothing was showing, no figure, no nothing. It was even dark, so I couldn't even see her. But I heard her. I said, this girl gets sense. So that's why sometimes, instead of reading comments on blog, all the comments on Insta blog, they read everything. Go and read book. So that one day when you open your mouth, somebody says, this guy is smart. But you read your comment on blog, it's your work. Nonsense things that don't benefit you is what you're interested in. You've never really built your spiritual life, never. You just know God from his surface. The kind of man you are praying for, will he like the kind of girl you are? The kind of girl you are praying for, will she like the kind of man you are? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we want to close our walk with you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't just want things that you can give us. We want you. Because everything is with you. If we have you, we have everything. If we have a relationship with you, you would walk us through every the issue of life. Thank you, Father. We will not be stranded. Nigeria's issues will not swallow us. We will always ride above the storm because we will stand on your word. We will stand on your promise. And we will keep knowing you better and better. We will keep working with you more and more. Thank you because your plan for us is the only thing that will be fulfilled. Thank you because you will stand by us. You will work with us. We will hear your voice. We will be guided by you. Thank you because this last 6 months will be the best 6 months of our lives.
we have learned now that we can't have faith outside of a relationship with you. We're going to know you for ourselves. We're going to hear you for ourselves. We're going to use our own faith, not the faith of others. And Lord, by the time we even get all the things we want, we would have found out that it's even better to know you deeper than even to get those things. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a big hand.